I'd like to continue by reading two more early poems. The next one is a sort of ballad. It's not too portentous to call it such. I'd label it an existential ballad. It's derived from a piece of prose I was reading by Rainer Maria Rilke. I was reading him in English because I have no German, in which Rilke described how a lady was sitting at a table with her chin cupped in her hands like this, with her elbows on the table. And Rilke describes how she's deep in thought, and that someone eventually called her name out loud, and she, too abruptly, he wrote, moved her head, leaving her face in her hands. And this German expressionist image was one that excited me at the time. Indeed, I wrote a number of poems using the face as a sort of emblem to talk about such matters as identity and choice. And this is one such. The heads around the table disagree. Some say, hang him from the gallows tree. Some say high and some say low. To swing, swing, swing when the free winds blow. I wanted to be myself no more. So I screwed off the face that I always wore. I pulled out the nails one by one. I'd have given that face to anyone. But those vile features were hardly mine. To wear another's face is a spiritual crime. Why, imagine the night when I would wed, the kiss with wrong lips in the bridal bed. But now the crowd screams loud in mockery, oh, string him up from the gallows tree. Silence, the judge commands, I'll clear the court. To hang a man up is not a sport. Though some say high and some say low, to swing, swing, swing when the free winds blow. Prisoner, allow me once more to ask, what did you do with your own pure mouth? I told you, Your Honor, I threw it away. It was only made of skin-colored clay. A face is a man, a bold juryman cries. For one face lost, another man dies. Gentlemen, this citizen we daren't acquit until we know what he did with it. It was only a face, Your Honor, that I lost. How much can such a sad thing cost? A mask is a lifetime, my bad man. To replace such a gift, nobody can. Consider the case of that jovial swan who took a god's face off to put a bird's face on, and lead her swooning by the side of the sea and the swan's eyes closed in lechery. No, no, Your Honor, my aim was just. I did what every true man must. Quiet, prisoner. Well, I remember a priest remarked that he picked up a dog's face in the dark, then he got as drunk as a man can be and barked at God in blasphemy. But it was a human face that I cast away. For that offense do I have to pay? The heads around the table disagree. Some say hang him from the gallows tree. Some say high and some say low. The swing, swing, swing when the free winds blow. At the back of the courtroom, quietly stand his father and mother, hand in hand. They can't understand the point of this case, or why he discarded his own dear face. But it's not my face, father, he had said. I don't want to die in a strange wrong bed. Look in the mirror, mother, staring deep. Is that mask your own, yours to keep? The mirror is oblong, the clock is round. All our wax faces go underground. Once I built a bridge right into myself to ransack my soul for invisible wealth. And afterwards, I tore off my mask because I found not the person I thought I was. With the wrong mask, another man's life I live. I must seek my own face, find my own grave. The heads around the table disagree. Some say hang him from the gallows tree. Some say high and some say low. To swing, swing, swing when the free winds blow. I'll sum up, the severe judge moans, showing the white of his knuckle bones. What is a face but the thing that you see, the symbol and face of identity? How would we recognize each from each, a dog from a man, which face on a leash? And when tears fall where no faith is, will the tears be mine or will they be his? To select hot coal or gold, no man is free, each choice being determined by identity. But exchange your faith, then what you choose is gained like love by what you lose. Now you 12 jurymen, please retire. Put your right hands in ice and your left in fire. A hole where the faith was frightens us, and a man who can choose is dangerous. So what is your verdict going to be? Should he be hung from a gallows tree? Some say high and some say low. You swing, swing, swing when the free winds blow. Thank you. That's encouraged. Terrible thing about clapping after a poem is that I won't hear it after the next one. I think, oh, you don't like that one.